How do you navigate the challenges of handling conflict in your community? Do you have a moderation plan in place, community guidelines, follow through, and a playbook for moderation? Well, you should. Let's dive into this week's episode, talk all about it. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Community Lab, where passion intertwines with purpose and profit. We're not merely weaving tales of hobbies becoming side gigs here. We're about crafting endeavors that deeply resonate and reward. Whether you're creating courses, guiding lives, or kickstarting a podcast journey, let's elevate together from being zealous dreamers to standout community leaders. Explore the balance between passion and profitability as we unwrap the tools and tactics we use to create, maintain, and grow our own profitable community. So, what's our pledge to you? To guide you from mere daydreaming to creating a vision that's both successful and meaningful, fostering authentic ties in a close-knit community. If you're fueled by passion, eyeing a new prosperous path, and curious about making community a pillar of your success, the Community Lab awaits. Join us and let's turn those visions into profitable ventures. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Community Lab podcast. I'm your host, Rachel. Friends, this week we're going to talk about something that perhaps not a fun topic, let's say, but it's an important one. When we begin talking about community guidelines, moderation, and handling conflict, it can make you feel itchy. But they're must-haves. You have to anticipate these things. And once conflict does arise, you have to learn from it and pivot, make changes if needed. So let's start off by just talking a little bit about why it's so important to have a playbook for moderation in place. The main reason is it sets the tone for your community. When you come out of the gate with a strict, this is what we accept and this is what we don't accept and this is how we handle unacceptable behavior, it sets the tone in your community that even if your community is lighthearted and fun and all of those things, that there are rules to it, just like society. So when we look at laying out our community guidelines and putting a moderation plan in place, we really have to look at the overall tone of our community. Those guidelines will inevitably match that tone. Now, when we start talking about moderation, I think a lot of us tend to think that that's just always going to be a human being and they're the person moderating it. But as we know, Circle has some features that we can use to help moderate. And moderation isn't always going to be for just conflict resolution or issues per se. Moderation has a whole lot of different components to it. Today, we're really going to be talking about, you know, navigating challenges in communities. So I don't want everyone to think that, you know, if you're a community moderator that, you know, you just put fires out all day. That's not necessarily how I have my structure built. So within our community, we have a couple different levels. So we have our community coordinator and she handles our moderators. Now, our moderators aren't just there to handle conflict. Our moderators there are to moderate the engagement as well. I don't look at our moderators as just conflict resolution. I look at our moderators as our cheerleaders. They are helping us on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to take that ethos of our community that we've built and make it happen and make it hum. And so when we start to look at the dynamics or the hierarchy within our community, we have myself at the top as the founder and CEO at this point. We're not large enough to have a separate person. And then we have our community manager. And so our community manager then does that. They handle the day-to-day within the community. And therefore, they handle the moderation and they oversee that and they oversee our moderators. Now, I have a client that I work with and they have a much larger infrastructure. And how we have their community structured is that we have our founder and then we have our creative director and we have our membership director. And so our creative director, they spend their time doing just that. They're generating content. They're putting together workshops. They are working on the creatives, the content, and putting that information out into the community. The community manager is managing the members. So you're talking about issues logging in. You're talking about a conflict resolution. And you're also talking about handling the engagement from the content that's being created by the creative department. So you've got two, and now don't get me wrong, organizations can be even larger than that, and we could see much deeper, more in-depth hierarchy. But what I'm trying to say is that everyone kind of works hand in hand. But for me, and for how I come at community, I really look at that moderation as that person who is making sure that the community member feels seen, heard, and safe there. And so that can mean a lot of things. We want to make sure that they feel seen, as in if they have a concern, that we have a plan in place to answer it. If they have a question, we have a plan in place to answer it. And I want them to obviously feel safe within our community, as in they won't be attacked for something that they say. And if something they say in the community is perhaps against our guidelines, then we want to do a couple of things. So I've really come at community building as that we have to teach people how to be members of our community. And what I mean by that is that not everyone's going to come into your community and automatically adapt to your ethos the moment they set foot in it. Our job as community builders is to help them, fit in, for lack of a better way of putting it. And how we do that is by helping them navigate around the community. And I don't mean from a logistics standpoint. I don't mean like you go here to do this, that sort of thing. Of course, those items are important. But what I mean is we need to, as community builders, we have to help teach them what it means to be a good community member. And how we do that is that if a member goes against one of our community guidelines, my first thing I like to do is I like to help coach that member. And if you were to look at my community playbook and say, if this happens, then this is our response, you would see that if a member goes against some of our specific guidelines as far as attacking another member, just being blatantly out of control, we have a set of steps to take at that point. But if we have a member that's maybe perhaps just ruffling feathers and making somebody else not happy, that's not necessarily a bad community member, but we might want to help work with them on their tone, help them understand that their communications could be a little more clear, could be a little more concise. And I want to put some, I want to put a damper on that fire that's perhaps starting in my community. Now, when I start building out playbooks for clients or for our own community, there's always a starting point. So you kind of have an idea of what you might come across and you want to lay those scenarios out. You want to have a good plan in place to handle those scenarios, but we all know there's going to be new things that come up. So that playbook is always evolving, but the idea is that it exists. And for most members of any group or organization or community, they're going to understand that shit happens. It's all about how we deal with that. And that's where I come from when I start talking about community moderation and how, conflict happens and how we can resolve it in a way that works best for our communities. Now, the first step in any of this is we want to establish clear community guidelines. So we want to create comprehensive guidelines. You want to take steps to develop clear, concise, and fair community guidelines that cover expected behaviors. You want to make sure you're posting those within your space and that the consequences, if you violate them, are also made available. We have a really fantastic freebie in the community. It's Swipe File, Crafting Your Community Guidelines. It's basically a template to help you get started from a foundational perspective of building out what your community guidelines are. So I give you an example of ours and how ours are laid out, and everyone's really should be different. A lot of it has to do with what your community is built on as to what your rules are. Some of them are tried and true, and there really aren't any exceptions to some rules, right? Some of them are just good behavior, but a lot of them will change based on your community type. And you wanted to make sure that in there you're defining your community's purpose. You want to outline your core values, and then you want to set those clear expectations. So you want to detail both the behavior you encourage and those that you won't tolerate. You want to make sure that you are addressing the conflict resolution procedures and highlight reporting and moderation processes. So this way, members know how to report any violations and what is expected from moderators in terms of enforcing those guidelines. That really goes back to building out that moderation playbook. Make sure you're constantly reviewing them and updating them, and then date them when you update them. We have a swipe file that you can check out in the Community Lab. I actually think the freebie's on the website. You can download it there too. And in there, we give you just that, like a rundown of what it should be. And then we kind of tell you to go through these steps. Here's the introduction. Here's our core values. Here's our expected behavior. Here's the things that we don't accept. And then this is our conflict resolution. And this is how you report and how it's moderated. The idea is that we all get together and we can have these really great, thriving communities. I get that. But this is a component of community building that we have to consider. I like to make sure I'm highlighting our community guidelines all over the place. I obviously have a place for them. I have them tabbed. I do this for all communities I work with. I actually work with communities to just help them build out their playbooks because it is a daunting task. It's not a fun task. It's a very procedural and organizational task. And sometimes when we look at community building, it's not the fun things that we have to do, that we love to do, that we're going to do first, but it should be considered before you get going and launching. Now, you want to be really proactive with your moderation strategies as well. And there really are moderation strategies. One community that I work with, we have this list of words that if a community member uses them, it flags their post. I call it the yucky list. Like, not a great name. But it feels so off to make this list of words that if used, you'll flag. And so we have this working spreadsheet, and we will go through if new items come up and we add them to our moderation feature in Circle so that those posts are flagged and we can then, you know, determine if in some usage, this is a community of folks with special needs and certain terminology is just totally unacceptable in that space. And so we want to be really cautious that we're using safe language. Now, sometimes words go together and we flag posts that shouldn't be flagged and we go ahead and process those through our moderation process. But I'd rather be on the safe side and flag a post than have it go out and have the community in an uproar. And now I'm dealing with this really huge conflict resolution scenario instead of being able to say, reach out to them and say, hey, that post, that just goes against our guidelines. And so therefore I really, you know, that's not getting posted. And this is your first warning. I like to do three strikes, you're out. However, I've never had to do this, thank goodness, but we also have a plan in place for every community that I've ever worked with on their moderation playbook. I also am really cautious. So we have a plan in place that it's a no-go and they've done something so egregious that they are not allowed into the community any longer. And we have steps to handle that. Now, you want to, like I mentioned, you want to utilize the tools and software that you have at your disposal is step one, is gate one. So gate one is spend some time and set up the moderation settings in your Circle account. You can also set up some workflows if you need. It really depends on how you structure your community. But that's the first thing I recommend to people is that we look at the moderation settings. What do we need to utilize here and how do we move forward? And then the biggest thing is making sure that you are creating a positive culture within your community. So it's sort of that mirror where when we look at nurture versus nature, and you have this child who is mirroring the behavior that they see. So you have this child who comes to school and they're just like this little devil at school. And you're like, oh my gosh, what is the deal here? And the idea is that at home, they're seeing this behavior. And so they find this behavior acceptable. In your community, you need to mirror the behavior as both myself as the founder of my community, or if I am working with a community, I need to mirror my behavior to that of what's acceptable. So the more positive space, even if we're having a community that's dealing with death and dying, we can still cultivate a positive space. And what I mean by that, a safe space. So I want you to understand that that mirroring piece is really important to your behavior in your own community. It's one of those you reap what you sow sort of ideas there. Okay, friends, let's take a brief break and hear about my go-to email marketing platform, Flowdesk. Hello, brilliant minds and creative hearts. Are you ready to take your email marketing to new heights? Discover the beauty and power of Flowdesk. Flowdesk is more than just an email platform. It's where design meets efficiency, helping you create stunning, professional emails that truly reflect your brand's essence. Say goodbye to bland and hello to breathtaking. With user-friendly templates and intuitive design tools, Flowdesk makes it easy for anyone to craft gorgeous emails. Whether you're announcing a new product, sharing a newsletter, or engaging your community, your emails will look like a work of art. And the best part? Flowdesk offers flat rate pricing. That means unlimited emails, subscribers, and all the creativity you can muster with no surprise fees. Join the thousands of entrepreneurs, creatives, and business owners who are transforming their email marketing with Flowdesk. Create emails that your subscribers can't wait to open. Start your journey with Flowdesk today by using code CommunityLab. That's CommunityLab at checkout to receive 50% off your subscription now. Welcome back, friends. Let's talk a little bit now about how we're going to handle conflict and violations of the community guidelines. I've mentioned several times already, I really like lean to the three strikes, you're out rule with the ability to end it all at once if I need to. It's my community, so I kind of get to decide. And that's how I look at it when I work with other founders or CEOs, as I say to them, okay, well, this is yours and you're cultivating it. And if a piece of rotten fruit comes in, we need to get rid of it. And I have to say that 9 times out of 10, anything that I've really come across for having to deal with conflict within the communities I've worked in so far has gone quite well. It tends to be, and I will say that this is one that I am very conscious of, that it's a spamming thing. And so that isn't necessarily conflict, but some people will look at it as conflict to have to deal with that. So I have an anti-spamming component to every community I work in. I have one client that we have a particular space where they can share their services, but only in that space. And so for the community lab itself, obviously, I am building a community of community builders, and I want to hear about their communities. So of course, I want them to talk about their communities. I want them to talk about what they're building, what they're working on, and even if they're doing something similar to me, maybe they're community builders themselves, and they want some place to come and build community as a community builder. A whole lot of community there. But the idea is that spamming has a certain tone to it, and I think we all know it. And it's that tone of like, you show up in the community over and over and over again, and you never give of yourself. You're just always asking. You're always asking for someone to sign up for your course or your newsletter or whatever it may be. I will say that is the main guideline that is broken time after time in any community I've worked in. Now, is that a tragic, you know, do we all have to all hands on deck have a meeting about this? Absolutely not. That's where a playbook comes into place. Then the second item that I most see in communities is the conflict between two individuals. So it doesn't really matter. You've set a really great tone. You've laid out your community guidelines. There's really not a whole lot else you could do. You've done everything. You checkmarked everything. There are going to be times where people come into your community and they just don't get along with one another. They might get along with everybody else, but for some reason, there's some sort of dynamic that doesn't work. And now you have to deal with that, and you have to come to a resolution with these two people. Now, what I like to say is that no scenario is ever going to be the same, but putting the following in place really helps you to negotiate any kind of conflict resolution that you need to. The first thing I want to recommend to anybody, if you're a founder, you're a CEO, you are the community manager, you're a community moderator, number one, stay calm. Stay calm. If you're building a community within Circle in particular, and someone puts out a really egregious post, you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Guess what? You can just go get rid of it. I'm going to screenshot it so that I have a copy of it so that I can work my way through the conflict resolution, but you can just get rid of it. So number one, that's number one, stay calm. Number two, when you start the process of actively reaching out to the person or persons that have violated the guidelines, we want to begin by actively listening. So if it's something simple, like I mentioned earlier, someone who's just constantly spamming in the community, that's one thing, that's pretty cut and dry. But if we have something that's ticked up a ways and we've got people involved and emotions involved, we want to be really careful that we're actively listening to the situation and we get all the information before we make a determination. We want to make sure that we're communicating clearly, and we want to make sure we're communicating clearly with all parties. But also, there could come a time where you have to make a statement out into your community that says, hey, we know this bad behavior happened. We have dealt with it internally. We have followed our own playbook, and this is the outcome of that. That actually is a fantastic way to set the tone that, look, we don't play around. You can't come into the community and wreak havoc without there being consequence. So make sure that you're communicating everything clearly. You're communicating it with the folks that are involved in the conflict resolution and with the folks that are just general members of your community. Set boundaries. Make sure that you're really, really cautious, that you have boundaries as to, once again, clear guidelines. Know what you're going to allow within your community. And then don't dwell in this problem. As a society, I think a lot of us like to lean towards drama. And I'll catch myself doing it sometimes. I have a daughter who will be 16 next week. Well, I guess technically by the time you hear this, she'll already be 16. And oh my, girl, drama at 16. I would not want to relive that. But At the end of the day, be real cautious that you're not dwelling within the problem. You want to get to a solution as quickly as possible and tamp down any residual issue that the conflict has caused. We're really accustomed to community guidelines thanks to Facebook, and that's a great thing, right? We know there's a set of rules, there's social rules and norms that we all live within and we've all agreed to. We need that same mentality inside our communities as well. That's why handling conflict is crucial to community building. Putting together a playbook of, okay, these are my rules. This is how I deal with my rules. And then this is the follow-up of that. And you want to make all of that clear. There's no gatekeeping to the rules. You can't have a set of community guidelines and just expect everyone to know them if you don't post them, if you don't talk about them, if you don't reference them. Now, once you've gone through and you've figured out how you're going to handle your conflict and you've gotten over that hurdle of knowing that you're going to have to handle conflict, let's talk a little bit about the mechanics of putting all this together. Number one, grab that freebie, the swipe file. I'll link it up here in the show notes too. Work through that. Put together a real concise list of your community guidelines. Know that you can revise it and you can go back and add to it or update it later. Put together a plan for if someone violates the community guidelines, how you plan to handle that, and keep that playbook fluid, because it will be changing constantly as your community expands. That's one, and that's two. And then you need to have in place a way for community members to convey to you that there is an issue. Within the Circle platform, we're not able to see direct messages amongst our community members, which is totally fine. But there could be bullying, violations, who knows what happening in DMs that we're not moderating because we're unable to moderate those communications. There has to be a plan in place and a form or a function to allow community members to send out an SOS. And what I mean by that is that if someone is getting bullied in DMs or they're getting spammed in DMs all the time, or they see something in the main feeds of the community that your team or your moderation filters has missed, there needs to be a place for them to communicate that with you. And it can be as simple as, hey, drop us an email here and let us know. We have a full-on like workup procedure because that's how my brain works. We have a form that we built into ClickUp, which is how we manage our entire community. And from there, community member can fill out this form and let us know that something's happened that needs to be addressed. And we can then, that kind of goes into a workflow and ClickUp for us. And it says, oh, this is something we need to address. And then it gives us all the information we need to either, you know, start our fact finding and start making steps to make this better. Now, you can do something as simple, like I said, as an email. It can be that they're supposed to direct message a certain person in the community. It doesn't have to be as intense as what I've built out or what I like to build out. My main thought process is the scalability of things. And while I want to be the go-to person for everything in my community, I know logistically, long-term, as we begin to grow, that will become less and less of an option. And so thinking about the scalability of how you're going to moderate and how you're going to handle conflict and what tools and automations and steps you have to put in place is also something very key to making sure that you're prepared. Think about the day when you have too many members for you to handle everything. What would you want that to look like then? And that's the other thing I really like to let people know, is that no matter where you are in the community building process, whether you're a one-person show right now, that doesn't mean you will be forever. And you want to think about, well, how am I going to handle these things down the road? So putting those processes into place now can really behoove you later. Okay, friends. So my big takeaways for the week are, number one, you need to make sure that you do have community guidelines, that they're posted, that folks know where they can find them, and that you also have listed what the process is for conflict resolution so that they know how to handle that if it becomes an issue for them. You also need to put together a playbook of how you're going to moderate and handle those things within your community. And again, if you're a one-woman show or one-person show to start, then you need to say, well, these are the items that I'm handling all of these things, but eventually I would have a community manager, and that community manager would then handle X, Y, and Z. And I might still need to handle these other items in that list, but at the end of the day, put together a roadmap of where you really see things going. And while you can do something as simple as, hey, email me here or DM me here if there's issues, I would really look at doing something a little more robust, a little more automated. Minimally, I would probably do a Google form so there was some place for them to fill out a form that gave you the information that you needed. And if you really want to up-level your game, do something like we do with ClickUp. We had a form, it flows in, it creates a ticket, that ticket's then handled by our staff. And even if the staff's really small, it could get bigger and you can set up those automations later. Okay, so we know conflict's going to happen. It's inevitable. Make sure you have a plan in place. It's really important to community engagement and growth and making those community members feel seen and heard and safe in your communities. Okay, friends, next week we are interviewing Tom Aris. He is the founder of Honest Marketing. And we're going to talk to Tom all about the art of selling coaching without selling out. And I can't wait to drop that episode for you. But until then, if you're not already a member of the Community Lab, it is our free community that is a companion to our podcast and so much more. I highly recommend you head over to the website and check it out and get started. We just launched our new member dashboard, which is this beautiful landing page that we created on our website to allow us to get the aesthetic and look that we wanted, as well as integrating our Circle community into it. So we're really excited about it. I'm sure at some point we will navigate a how-to and get that into the community at one point. All right, friends, and if you think you'd be a great guest on the Community Lab podcast, head on over to the website and be a guest. There's a form to fill out, and we would love to get to know you. All right, have a great weekend. Take care. Bye, friends.